Civilians often become victims in civil conflicts, and that happened today in Somalia. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a brazen attack on a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. When it was over, more than 30 people lay dead, including 6 lawmakers. The attack comes a day after Al-Shabaab vowed to wage a massive war against African Union peacekeepers trying to stabilize the capital. The World's Jeb Sharp has more.
The Muna Hotel is near government buildings and is popular with members of parliament. The attackers stormed the hotel, firing as they entered, according to the BBC's Mohamed Olad Hassan in Mogadishu.
They first came in front of the hotel and killed women selling tea in front of the hotel, a young boy, and the guard of the hotel. And then once they entered inside, one of them blew himself up and the other one fought until the government soldiers shot him dead.
It now appears there were more than just 2 attackers. Some of them apparently went room to room hunting people down. When the shooting stopped, 6 members of parliament lay dead, as well as 5 government security officials, 2 hotel workers, and 19 others. The blood of the dead is leaking out of the hotel, is how Somalia's information minister, Abdirahman Omar Osman, put it. He says the fighting suggests Al-Shabaab is getting stronger.
They declared a war yesterday against the government. They fired mortars, which killed a lot of civilians in Mogadishu. It seems that they determined these people to get rid of the government, and we have been battling against this in over the last 2 years, and it seems that they're getting stronger and the situation is deteriorating.
Somalia expert Ken Menkaus, a political scientist at Davidson College, says that strength is paradoxical. He says Al-Shabaab is actually losing political support among Somalis, but has become adept at exploiting the weakness of the Western-backed government in Mogadishu. Menkaus thinks this attack had a very specific purpose.
This clearly reflects an attempt on the part of Shabaab to demoralize and discredit the transitional federal government, to discourage anyone from working for it, and to preempt discussions of increasing the size of the African Union peacekeeping forces that are there to protect the TFG.
Last month, Al-Shabaab carried out attacks in Kampala, Uganda. The group targeted Uganda because it contributes a significant portion of the African Union force currently trying to defend the government in Mogadishu. After those attacks, that force was beefed up, and there was even talk of expanding the AU mission beyond Mogadishu. Menkaus thinks Al-Shabaab is reacting to that.
I think what they're trying to do is demonstrate that the African mission in Somalia is mission impossible.
There are no good choices ahead. Somalia's government is so weak it may collapse. The AU force may withdraw. If it did so, Al-Shabaab would take Mogadishu in a matter of hours, Menkaus says. Menkaus believes it would soon be plagued by infighting if that were to happen. What is clear is that what happens in Somalia matters to Somalis, to the region, and to the United States.
The U.S. government is also concerned about the possibility of Somali sleeper cells within the very large Somali American community. I think that in general that threat is overblown, but it has to be taken seriously. It'd only take a few Somali Americans, some of whom have gone back and have joined Shabaab, to return to the United States to potentially conduct a terrorist attack.
That threat is underscored by the ties between Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda, as White House spokesman Bill Burton emphasized today.
Al-Qaeda in East Africa has operated in that part of the world for well over a decade, and many individuals who are currently within Al-Shabaab also are part of Al-Qaeda in East Africa. So there is some crossover between those two organizations. That doesn't mean that everybody in Al-Shabaab is part of Al-Qaeda. But there are a number of individuals within that organization that are dedicated to carrying out attacks not just inside of Somalia, but also outside of the area.
For now, that probably means more violence in a country that has seen far too much of it already. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.